Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block from Cattle Facts. We're back with Randy in just a moment.
With more Black Angus influenced cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef brand than ever before, it's clear that the Angus Bull is America's bull. He sires calving ease, growth, and superior marbling. He works well in any environment and on any cow, regardless of breed. Make sure that an Angus bull serves as your director of herd improvement. Go to Angus.org to learn more. Angus, America's breed.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 7th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network, channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 19,600 head to be offered, 5,100 yearling steers, 4,500 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. This report, a service of the American Angus Association, America's breed. This last week in New Orleans, we had the opportunity to sit down with one of the top analysts in the country, especially when you start talking about looking at the big picture of the cattle industry, Randy Block with Cattle Facts. Randy, to me, it was a very positive vibe this last week when you and your team, along with Dr. Art Douglas, put on the 2019 edition of the Cattle Market Outlook Seminar from the Cattle Facts Organization.
Well, you know, we've gotten along very, very well in Iran over the course of the last 3 years, and we still see more supply coming at us, but the export markets have been strong, domestic demand has been strong. We're a little more concerned about an economic slowdown, maybe even a recession by 2020, 2021. I think we have to have that on our radar screen, but if we can keep things moving forward with some of these trade agreements and market access, that's going to be critical.
That was one of the things that you really several of your folks came back around was that international component. I know it was even mentioned that there is a little bit of risk when we're starting to get at the level we're at when it comes to exports.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, this next year we expect we're going to export in excess of 17 billion pounds of beef, pork, and poultry. So that's a big number. It's about 17% of our total production of protein here in the United States to consumers around the globe. As you look at that, if you start having misses and markets close or access issues, that becomes a big deal. That protein's got to go somewhere. Obviously, if it hadn't all moved back into the U.S., it wouldn't be pretty.
Of course, you've got all three of your major meat categories that are using the export markets more and more.
Absolutely. And I think that stands to reason that the U.S. is the safest supplier in the world. We have some of the most efficient production systems. I think we have the best animal health, animal nutrition systems on the planet, and consumers like what we produce.
Speaking of our consumers, you talked and gave a great set of, recommendations or admonishments to our producers in regards to the demand picture, that we've basically rebounded from that low at the end of the 1990s to today, and it's a remarkable story.
It is a remarkable story. I think for all of us that went through and lived through the 80s and the lion's share of the 90s, it was a very difficult time. Our inventory numbers had to be slashed. We didn't have the demand. Demand was cut in half through that time period. We weren't listening to what the consumers wanted. The industry put together a long-range plan. They figured it out, got a direction. People bought in. Quality, 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 put more quality, make them better, make it a better eating experience, make it tastier, make it more reliable, make it more consistent. The industry delivered. To see choice and prime production go from 50% of our supply in the late 90s, mid-90s, early 90s, that's basically what we're producing, 50 to 55%, and today we're up to 80%. Great story. And
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.